Welcome to
Make Money
I got a stick when I pull up on y'all.
Yeah, man, you already know what it is. It's Jay with the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty, what it do?
Savage.
Yo, you already know your boy, the real deal, Ty. We in the building, Wave Nation, let's get it.
And Anomaly, what it do?
Hey, everybody, how y'all doing?
No shade.
And we got a very fucking special guest today, Miss Leisha Lynn.
Yo, what's going on? You already know what's going on. Leisha Lynn in the motherfucking building.
Shit, Ludie, bro, real deal, how you feel?
Oh, my God, I feel good. You got Leisha Lynn in the building. It's too hot. It's
too
up.
You're hot.
But shit, you know what I just thought about when you said that? Like, when you put the lid, like, you know how you used to say, like, it used to be like Byron.
Yep.
Now you gotta start doing Leisha Lynn. Like, that should be like an ad lib. Like, it should be like, you used to be like, Lynn.
Yeah.
It's just an idea.
No doubt. Quay! Nice! So, what's new with you, Lynn?
Not too much. Just been working, man. Trying to stay busy.
Fire. First of all, let me say this. I'm going to say this. No interruptions. Hey, Leisha Lynn is one of the most hardest working independent come-up artists right now, son.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I want to show you that love, Leish. I just want to show you that love.
You got it. I'm busting my ass out here, man.
Alright, yo. So talk to us. What's new for you? After the video drop, what's been going on with you?
Not too much. Just trying to stay focused, get some money up, you know what I'm saying? Spend time with my family, stay in the studio, just like keep putting out content as much as I can now that I got a little bit of momentum.
Gotcha. And what would you say to people in your shoes trying to do what you do? You know, a lot of people got a lot of talent. You see what I'm saying? But to them, that's all it takes, right? A couple bars?
That's all you need?
It's something me and Ty say all the time.
Awesome.
People want to be famous, but don't nobody want to put the work in. You got to put that work in. It don't matter whether that work be the studio, whether that work be networking, whether that work be doing something outside your comfort zone. Like, you just can't stop. You know what I'm saying? Once you stop, that's when you're going to fall off.
Right. And as we can see, looking at how you get down, you know what I'm saying? Like, that work. It's what's separating you from them, you know? Separating you from the few, you know?
Like, I heard that.
Yeah, what she was, you came to Charlotte, then you got a phone call, then you had to shoot to Atlanta. I mean, most people wouldn't have fucking done that, yo.
I believe in taking my opportunities as they come. Like, you can't be sitting around waiting, like, oh, I'm gonna wait until I get this, or I'm gonna wait until I. You lose out on opportunities like that, you know what I'm saying? So, if I get a call, Ty already knows. Ty could call me and be like, yo, I need you in Charlotte this weekend to be in the studio. I need you to meet so and so and so. I'm like, all right, bro, I'll be there Thursday.
Awesome.
Like, I'm gonna make sure I get my stuff done, you know what I'm saying?
Where do you come across a lot of hate? Do people be hating on you though? Cause you working so hard. People think like, oh, this bitch thinks she all that. You know what I'm saying? Or is it just all love right now?
I mean, I got the people that support me. You know what I'm saying? It's all love, and it's always gonna be motherfuckers that don't like what you do. Whether if it was I was rapping, selling clothes, selling drugs, whatever. It's always gonna be somebody that don't like something you're doing. But I don't see those people. They don't exist in my world.
That's fire. So how do you balance this shit? You know what I'm saying? These are like generic questions to artists and shit. People want to know before we get into the heavy shit. You know what I'm saying? So how do you balance the work life mode, you know?
It's not really work to me. That shit is like really fun. Hold on one second. It's really fun to me. I don't mind doing the work because like I love music. So it's just like getting in the studio is just like... I ain't gonna say it's like a play thing, because when I get in the studio, I really don't play. But it don't feel like work, so it's not really a balance. It's just like I've incorporated it to work with my life, so it don't feel like work. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
My balance is I just fit it in. So like, I'll make studio time for myself, but if I got important things, I make sure that everything is scheduled out. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm doing too much work, I know I need to put some time aside for the studio, or at least some time aside for, like, to write something. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So what happened when you went to Atlanta?
Basically, you know, I'm just down here trying to work. Network with people. I got a photo shoot to do later on today.
Awesome.
I dance and stuff. Not exotic dance.
Oh, about to say.
Magic City.
Yay, yay.
Sunday. No, sir. But I do like heels classes. My homeboy, he's a choreographer. He's teaching a class tomorrow, so I'm going to go through there, because I always like to brush up on my skills whenever I'm in town. And just, you know, live with my people, connect, get a little work done in time, between time.
No doubt.
I'm supposed to have a studio session today as well, too. So I'm going to probably be in the studio tonight or something.
Okay. So if you out here, are you out here dolo, or you got a team?
Oh, no, it's me. I am my team.
Shit.
But I will say that I am putting together a group of creatives, of people that I just rock with, that I know gonna get shit done for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they want us all creatively, like, make a team, I would love that, because I love having a team. Like, you can't get shit done without a team, realistically.
Oh, duh.
Right. I got people that just, you know, do their own thing, but they all can facilitate something for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I call Ty, like, Ty came and shot little scenes of me in the studio the other night. You know what I'm saying? And when Ty pulled up, the guy that I was in the studio with, he's a DJ out in Charlotte who be, like, spinning my records and stuff like that. So he was in the studio with us as well. You know, like, just little stuff like that. I let them see me, you know what I'm saying, do their thing. Like, I like to have people come in that, one, I'll rock with them because they support my music. They don't just support me, they support my music. You know what I'm saying? And it's a difference between support and pushing. Ty will, like, actually push me to do my music. The dude that he met in the studio, he ain't really known me too long, but he be playing my songs in the club in Charlotte. He don't got to do that, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It be people like that I be trying to keep in my corner to help me out.
They're
gonna do it for me.
Fire. Have you ever felt like this is a tight situation or a sticky situation, because you're out there traveling to these cities by yourself as an artist? You see what I'm saying? So you going into new territory, new studios. You ever felt like, yo, I need to be extra cautious?
I'm always extra cautious. That's just how I am as an individual. But I also know that I'm good in every hood. I'm not gonna ain't too much gonna happen to me when I step out places. Because I just make sure of that for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I go somewhere, I make sure I know somebody that's either there or that can meet me there or something, you know?
Right.
If I gotta move by myself, I'm definitely extra aware of my surroundings, and I'm cautious of, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my nature anyway, so.
Okay, gotcha. So you don't go with security or nothing, just you dolo?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have security.
Oh. So you be tucking that burner or something? Bam!
Oh, Chris, hey, listen. I was about to say, we met shooting guns, so you already know. I'm not really
too
much to be things out here.
Yeah, I know.
Let them know.
You know what I'm saying? AKA Rambo, bitch.
Yeah, you met me with a pistol in my hand, so it's not too many things I'm worried about out here.
Yeah, you hear that, rat bitches? Don't fucking try it. What it do, Rel?
Yo, you already know. Shit, it's dope, man. We got Alicia Lynn in the building. All right, so yeah, we got Alicia, and we talking about, you know, music and everything like that. And, you know, people do music for different reasons. Some people say they do music because, you know, they homie do music, or some people do music because they feel like it's a fast way to make money. So, you know, my question to you is just basically, like, what drives you to do music? Like, what's your reason?
Well, originally, like, my reason for making music was just for my self-expression, like, just the impact that I was having with, like, different kids and, like, my friends' kids and, you know, kids in my family. Like, that's definitely, like, my drive, because I want these kids to have something. I ain't saying that I'm perfect or nothing, but I just want them to have something to look up to, or just something to look forward to, or, you know, just something to feel again. Like, I want to be able to, you know, make it or whatever, and, like, the kids in my family and kids, like, from my hometown, well, my hometown, and just be like, oh, I know her. You know, she used to come to the school, and, you know, she used to come talk to us and all type of stuff, because I used to be an after-school teacher. So I used to have, like, a little bit, you know, of a connection with kids anyways. Like, I'm always a big kid at heart. So I definitely, like, want to influence kids, and they definitely drive me, you know what I'm saying? Especially the kids in my family and, like, the kids and babies that are closest to me. Whenever I be looking at them, it's like, all right, like, you know, we got a homeboy, and he got two kids. He's my cousin. We got a little boy and a little girl. And one time for his birthday, I just got him a bag full of fake money, like, and his with all his toys and stuff. At the bottom of it was just a whole bunch of fake money. And I told him, one day I'm going to turn this fake money into real money, because I want to be able to do that. Like, I want to be able to buy my friends cars, because they've been holding me down for my music. I want to be able to buy a house. I want to be able to, you know what I'm saying, give back to my community. And I feel like kids are the driving force of all of that. It starts with them. So definitely the kids. Got to give it up for the kids, man.
Gotcha. Right. Love.
The future.
Got you, love. So answer me this then. Like, could you sound like a saint, right?
Church on Sunday. Pastor Lee.
Pastor Lynn. So
It is the Lord's day now. Right.
I'm fucking around. So tell me this, because you know, like, rappers, people who do music, every person who do music, they have a backstory, you know? So what is your backstory? Did you have both parents in the home, or just you and your mom, or you and your dad? Like, what's your story?
Yeah, both of my parents are present. They've been married. How old am I? My parents been married for 20 plus years. I'm 25. That means they've been married for 24 years, I believe. I was one when they got married. So, yeah, like, I just got a big family, very family-oriented. That's my backstory. I've been through some things, you know what I'm saying, outside all that. I know it sounds cushy and cream, but everybody don't got perfect stories, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But for the most part, you know, just average. I went to high school at a lame high school. I don't like my high school like that, but I went there, got an education.
I guess, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to figure this shit out, you know what I'm saying, because... What is it? You know what I'm saying? Because you got people that are like, who been through it. You know what I'm saying? From the gutter, from the projects. You know what I'm saying? We ate sleep for dinner. You know what I'm saying? We heated the house with this oven. That's your generic poor struggle hip-hop music, nothing from something story. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you, on the other hand, sounds like it was an elective. Like, it is something that you was really good at. And you doing it for a very noble cause, you know what I'm saying? So you really don't see that nowadays, you know what I'm saying? You really doing it with a pure heart, like, you know what I'm saying? It's for the children, and, you know what I'm saying, I'm nice, you know what I mean? And I just want to rock.
I ain't say I was nice now.
Oh, you ain't nice? Who the fuck says they ain't nice? Like, what are you, Joe Biden? You know what I'm saying? I may not win, but vote for me anyway. You know, like, what the fuck?
And even though, you know what I'm saying, I did live in a two-parent household, like, we lived in the country, I stayed with my grandma for a good majority of the time. My grandma stayed in the hood. Like, it wasn't a night we went to sleep and didn't hear gunshots. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like, between doing that and then I, like, for a good majority of my life, I went to private school, so I only went to school with white kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Again.
So it was like I was getting, like, this big clash of worlds, you know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Going to a private school, learning about the Bible and stuff.
Right. So.
You know what I'm saying? Then I go to my grandma's house, I'm in the hood, she don't even want to let me walk to the store by myself. Like, it was just, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it helped me be adapted to my situations as I got older. Like, I can go right now and be in the hood and have no problem. I'm not worried about nothing. I can go be in a room full of white people and still know how to conduct myself. You know what I'm saying? I can go be with my family and be loud and ratchet and country or whatever, you know?
Gotcha. So let me ask you this then. Not even to cut you off, sweetheart. Let me ask you this.
No, you're good.
Because I just want to, every time I see a new artist or get a new artist, I just gotta ask these questions because I need to know, you know what I'm saying? Because you had two parents. You grew up, both parents in your home. You had a great relationship with your people, with your grandmother. You didn't go to public school. You went to private school with a bunch of white kids. And I wouldn't say it's the safest because you never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know.
All the Dylan Roots you grew up
right,
with.
Right, right, right. What comes before okay. K? AK-47. We don't know. We don't know. But my question to you is, how did you get affiliated with the hood? Because you say any hood you go to, you good. But how and why?
Okay, so I went to private school probably until like the fourth grade. When I went to the fourth grade, that was my first time ever being in a public school. That was my first time seeing black people in school with me. Like, if I show y'all pictures of me in like daycare and like, you know what I'm saying? I'm the only black kid in my class. Like, from,
get out.
Like, I believe it.
It's literally pictures of me. I am the only black girl. I was the only black girl in a lot of things growing up. So me going to public school and finally, like, you know what I'm saying, seeing people that I seen around my grandma's neighborhood and, like, making my own friends. Like, I'm chilling with my homegirl right now. I met her when I was in fifth grade. Yeah, like, I finally got to be around my people. So it was kind of a culture shock because up until that point, like, I really only interacted with, you know what I'm saying, the Caucasian people, you know. So it was just like, okay.
Hold on. So we got to debunk this myth before you go on.
Oh, God, not the myth.
Was you eating mayonnaise in kindergarten?
Man, I don't eat mayonnaise. That shit. I don't fucking know.
Yo, man, mayonnaise is delicious.
The only white condiment I use is ranch, nigga. If it's not
ranch.
If it ain't ranch, I don't know what to tell you. I don't even put, like, sometimes it's gonna be the longest time. You know the little white sauce they give you at the Japanese restaurant? It's the longest time to even want to put that on my food. It's something about, I don't know, mayonnaise. I can't do it.
It's something about mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is gross.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Mayonnaise is gross to you too, Anomaly?
Yes.
Am I the only adult on this show? Like, what the fuck?
The only way I'm eating mayonnaise if it's in like some like tuna salad, like but it's gotta be like, it's gotta have like other stuff in it. It's not just, I'm not just about to take no mayonnaise and put it on a burger and be like, yeah, this fire. No, it's not gonna happen.
Nah, you do need mayonnaise for a burger. I ain't gonna hold you.
Right, y'all need mayo for food and shit. Regular black people, like,
you can't eat just mayo though. You gotta put something else with it though. You gotta put the ranch or the ketchup or the honey mustard or the barbecue sauce. Like, you gotta mix it.
I can't do it.
It's not because it's like, because of the taste or it's because it's white.
It's all of that. It's the taste, because it's white. It's the texture. It's all of that.
It's just fat.
Oh, you get sick. What you on? What? Oh my God, Lisa Lynn. This is not looking good for you. You came from a two-parent home, went to a private school, and you're getting sick off mayonnaise.
Hey, listen.
What's happening?
I'm trying to tell you. But see, even
y'all ate mayonnaise and carrots.
Y'all gotta understand. Even though I went to private school and stuff like that, I was still hood as fuck. Like, they dead ass were calling my mama one time because I'm in private school on the steps with you remember the CD players?
Yeah.
I had a little CD player. I had rolled to school with my uncle that day, and he was playing Where All My Niggas At. So I'm in the private school daycare on the steps, like, singing Where All My Niggas At. So these white ladies had to call my mama at her job, like, this sudden.
Yo, we fucking with you, Leash.
My mom was like, well, what's she saying? And like, they don't don't even want to tell her. They scared to tell her what song I'm
right, saying. Right. That's I mean, that's the most scary thing that happened there, you know?
Yeah, what was my daughter singing?
I don't know. Have you heard of the N-I-G-G?
Do you know DMX?
Where all my guests, I was in there singing DMX. Like, I was in there going hard with it, too. They were almost, like, low-key scared. Like, I don't know what's wrong with this little girl. And it was, I had just rode to school with my uncle that day. That's when he was bumping, like, on repeat. So it was stuck in my head.
Gotcha. So how did you get connected with the hood, the projects? Like, where did that come from?
You said what happened?
How did you get connected with the hood? Like, how did you start getting that hood love? Because the hood love you. You know what I'm saying? That's no doubt about it. But how did you get affiliated?
Like, just being around, I guess. Like I said, my grandpa stayed in the hood.
Being around niggas like Terrell? That's what happened.
My grandpa stayed in Lincoln Homes.
Oh,
you
shit.
Fucking hood. Exactly where Lincoln Homes is. So,
from the borough to the world.
From the borough to the world. My grandma said on Olivia Lane, they done tore down her building and everything.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. So was your grandma. Okay, that's what I was looking for. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
and then,
yo,
like I said, when I went to public school, like,
why are you rapping?
I went to one of the inner city schools when I got to, like, middle school. When I got to middle school, I went to Greenwood. That's, like, sort of an inner city school. So the kids from the hood go to that middle school. So, you know, I was in school with them. So I would be hanging with them outside of school. So they lived in the hood. Where would I have to be with my friends? In the hood. You know,
right,
so
right,
I'm not about
right.
to be doing nothing different or telling them I can't. Because won't nobody trying to come to my house. I live too far. I live way too far. So I would always have to be where my friends was. Like, I would be at their house and stuff.
Because it be like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it be like that. People who don't live in the hood will come from other places to the hood and be gutter as fuck. You see what I'm saying? But then they just can go back home. You know what I'm saying? But your grandma lived in that shit, so that put you directly into it, which gave you your hood ties. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was trying to, like, see the connection. You know what I'm saying? Because some people will come from out of the hood, like I said earlier, and come to the hood and then be a terror. You know what I'm saying? But that's not them, though. But you are completely different. You cool as fuck. You still a beat a bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? Then make a track about it.
I'm fucking weak.
So light.
I met you.
Oh, my God.
I done met you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Smoke with the best of them. Smoke with the best of it. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, you fucking, you doing the damn thing. Your shit music hot. Your shit hot. You know what I'm saying? You got the girl appeal, you know, and you gutter as fuck. I mean, you could do it all. You see what I'm saying? But I just wanted to know where it all came from. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so our fans and people know you not cat.
Basically on some ATL shit. It's like, are you Nunu or one of the twins?
Screaming. I feel like, hey, Ty, you are funny, bro. I swear. I used to love ATL. That was my favorite movie ever. Like, cause I used to stay in the skating rink. Like, you know me, beyond middle school. Like, you already know I was in the skating rink every weekend. Like, I didn't miss a beat. So when ATL came out, when Roll Bounce came out, any movie I was staying, like, I was on it. But I would say I'm a mixture of both. Like, I'm a mixture of Nunu, the twins, and Rashad. And sometimes I'm Big Boy.
Okay. So what do you like to do, Leash? What the fuck? What do you like to do?
You said what now?
What do you like to do in your spare time? Other when you're not working to the bones, what you doing to Felicia time?
Make music. I mean, the same stuff I'm doing right now, like, sometimes if I do feel overwhelmed and stuff like that, you know, I'll take trips. I like to travel a lot. I love to travel. That's why people be like, oh, you don't be tired. You be going here, there, and everywhere. Like, no, it don't bother me. I like to travel. I like to get away. You know what I'm saying? So I like to be in new scenery. I like to go and explore and stuff like that whenever I, you know.
Gotcha. Anomaly. Anomaly.
We sleep on planes.
What you think about this, Anomaly?
Okay. Say that one more time.
Anomaly. She on? She on? She here?
I'm still here, of course.
Yeah, you heard my question?
No, I didn't.
I said, what are your thoughts on it? What are your take on it? What are we talking about?
Oh, well, I think it's amazing. I like her background that it's a mixture of everything, which shows that she is very flexible. She is basically a chameleon. She can adapt to what she needs to in order to survive. But the question that I have for her is, musically, what sets you apart from what's already out there?
I feel like what sets me apart is, one, I write my stuff. I ain't saying that everybody don't necessarily write their stuff, but for the most part, anything that you hear me do, I wrote word for word. You know what I'm saying? Another thing is, I'm not real big. This is just me as a person. I'm not big on talking about sex because I feel like that's just something intimate and personal for me and somebody else. So I don't necessarily, like, you know how these girls, like, they be just straight up rapping about their shit. I might rap about it, but it's going to be in a, like, in a secretive way. My mom said it reminds her of, like, the 90s, how when, you know, like, the songs in the 90s, they wouldn't necessarily be saying, like, vagina or pussy or whatever.
Oh, your mom didn't listen to Lil' Kim.
The Rock the Boat?
Yeah, type shit. Like,
she ain't listen to Lil' Kim then. What the fuck?
You said what now?
Your mom didn't listen to Lil' Kim then.
Oh, nah. My mama is, like, in her 50s. My mama listened to old stuff, like old stuff, like the Isley Brothers and, you know, Luther Vandross. And she loves R. Kelly, though.
A little Anita.
She still love R. Kelly?
My mama has always loved R. Kelly, okay? I just found an R. Kelly t-shirt in the laundry the other day. It's from, like, the 90s.
She's still wearing R. Kelly memorabilia?
I don't know if she was wearing it, but I just found it. It was like...
Nah, it was like, nah, nigga, nah.
Uh-uh.
I don't know. I don't know. Did you talk to your mom yet? Did you have a conversation with her?
She said what now?
Did you have that conversation with your mom yet?
What conversation?
Do she know what R. Kelly did? Does she know what,
oh, yeah,
what
she
he's in jail for?
Oh, yeah, she done watched the whole documentary and everything. She done seen all that.
And she don't give a fuck.
I mean, she cares. She definitely thinks something wrong with him. You know what I'm saying? But
nothing wrong with the shirt, though.
Nah, she just don't care. She just like, the music is the music.
It's a shirt.
She's like, the music is just music. I don't like what he doing and all that other stuff, but, hey. Like,
this on fire.
Yeah, the song fire. We went to karaoke probably like a couple weeks ago, and while we was in karaoke, I sang Bump and Grind just for her. Like, it was almost
you
her birthday, so I dedicated Bump and Grind to her. And everybody in there was looking like, yo, she really singing. I'm like, look, man, hey, listen. My mama's song, I do it for my mama.
Yo. You was singing I Don't See Nothing Wrong?
Hey.
Like, he definitely was, like, one of the tracks he was singing to them shorties.
Yeah, he was confessing on that track.
You know, doggone well, it could be your wedding day, and the DJ plays Step in the Name of Love. You gonna start grooving.
And I'm gonna smack fire out that motherfucker. What you talking about? On my wedding day? Oh, my God. He gonna have to come back and fix his tuxedo tie. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you doing, son? Fix the mix!
Y'all killing me!
Right. I'm sorry, Jehu. I'm sorry. I know, nigga. But this is not what you want. So don't do that again, yo. Don't do that again. Yo, you might as well just don't fucking do that again, you know. Like, it ain't like we didn't like we don't know what he did. You know what I'm saying? We fucking know what you did, son. It's public record. Like, this ain't a conspiracy. This nigga was that's what he is. He's a pedophile, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You can't separate his music because his music, we don't know what the fuck he's singing about now. And his songs he's singing, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, he wrote the fucking whole album for her. You see what I'm saying? Like, he was telling us. So, to sing these songs because he the Pied Piper, you know, it make you feel good.
But see, I've always said that, like, even just me as a kid, like, knowing that story, growing up, like, hearing him say that, like, I used to be like, brother, y'all don't think that's a little weird? He calling himself the Pied Piper, like, y'all know who the Pied Piper is, right?
Exactly.
And they used to always bother me. They used to always bother me.
Who
whenever I watched who's the Pied Piper?
Yeah.
basically, it's a guy that goes into the woods or like the little villages, and he has like the little flute, the little pan flute, and he plays a song, and all the kids follow him into the night. Like, he leaves the kids all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's how the story ends. Like, you don't never know what he do with the kids or nothing like that. Like, he comes in. He comes in with his music, and he serenades the kids and takes them off into the night. They just follow him off into the night. If you ever see Hocus Pocus, it's kind of like the same thing from Hocus Pocus.
Exactly.
And all the kids start following her. Yeah, it's like the same thing.
And he called himself the Pied Piper.
He called himself the Pied Piper of R&B.
So it's just like...
That's always sat wrong with me, bro.
Right, I was like,
That's never sat right with me.
What? You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, you can't say he wasn't honest.
You just didn't listen to it.
Right.
I cannot with you.
It was like, that's what I was asking. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want us to be ignorant to the things, you know? And you got to do what you know what I'm saying? Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Keep it real. But just because it's hot, you know what I mean? Like, the fuck? Like, everybody had sex off of R. Kelly music. You know what I'm saying? You were probably born because your mom was listening to R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie. I probably was. 95.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, now we know.
But, Anomaly, to answer your question, though, like, I just feel like I set myself apart just by the way I go about how I, you know, write my lyrics and stuff like that, or how I present myself on my songs.
Okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's do this. I'm curious. I'm curious to what else you be doing, or even what you know. You know what I'm saying? So, could you sound like the model artist? You know what I'm saying? She ain't in these streets. She ain't no whore. She ain't on Backpage. You ain't never been on Backpage, right?
Nah, no Backpage, no OnlyFans.
No Only. Oh shit, she ain't even got an OnlyFans. She just straight bars. So, does that put you in a category that only a select few listen to?
You know what? When I be looking at my demographic, I really have like a mix. Like, it's like kind of almost like 50-50. Guys listen to me a lot and females listen to me a lot. And I feel like that's because the same way I'm so diverse and adaptive as a person, I'm like that with my music. Like, it don't really, like, you tell me what kind of song, I'm gonna make that kind of song. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to like who's listening and who's not, I don't really necessarily think about that, because I always know it's gonna reach somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
As long as it reaches somebody, that's all that matters to me.
Gotcha. Would you say you are a bit of a hip hop head? Like, you know your research, you know what you're talking about. Would you say that?
I would say a little so, yeah.
Awesome.
For the most part.
Okay. Well, real deal. You know what I want to do?
Let's do it.
I want to play a little game.
Hold on now.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to let y'all know I am 3 shots of Henny in, so.
Oh, that's even better.
Hold on. Take a fourth one. Take a fourth one.
Take a fourth one. Take a fourth one. We all know you ain't got no chaser with it. Fucking.
No, and I don't. And that's the crazy part. I'm drinking it straight out the bottle.
I know you're drinking it straight out the bottle. Did you fucking hard?
Hey, what Megan say? Drinking Henny out the bottle. Let's get ready.
Yo, Leisha is the most girliest, hard, boyish Tommy, whatever the fuck, ever person I've ever seen.
The girliest, boyish
ever that I've ever seen, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck? That's how I knew she was taking it straight.
Yeah, you already know.
It's like, gotta be authentic. You still smoke? What do you smoke? Backwoods, Dutchess, Philly blunt. What the fuck do you smoke?
I smoke whatever got weed in it.
Whatever got weed in it.
A one hitter, a backwoods, a cone, a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. A rose. I done smoked a rose blunt before. I don't give a damn.
God damn.
Water in that bitch. Yeah, I was on my bougie shit. I rolled a rose blunt one night. It was hella difficult, though.
Or facts. No, I can already tell that shit dumb self. That shit is just, I don't know. Like, how you gonna even get that shit to stay down? Like,
you gotta wet them bitches. You gotta wet them real good. Rub them together till they start to stick. and you gotta layer them in a line. Like, you gotta pick the petals and lay them up side by side by side, and then put the weed on top of all of them, and then roll that bitch. Like, tuck all four, maybe like all four petals into each other. You know what I'm saying?
Not happening.
Got you. Okay, so let's
too
let's
much work for smoke.
Yeah, like what?
Shit getting different.
Science experiment.
Shit getting different. You know what I'm saying?
She committed
though.
She was committed.
Yeah, I was bored as hell. I had some roses, and I was like, man, I don't feel like going to the store. Fuck it. I had seen somebody do it on Twitter. I was like, it's got to be able to be done. I done seen somebody post a picture of it. I gotta try. I just started trying that shit. I fucked up like a good rose or two trying it at first. But once I got it, it was up.
Okay, Red Man. Let's start this game.
Oh no, nah. Like, you wanna know something crazy though? Like on some pothead shit. Like when I was younger and shit. Like when we was way out there in the country and shit, like it was like in high school and shit. Like, further than release your stay. But like, we couldn't go to the store or whatever because it was just like mad far, it was late. So we rolled up in brown paper bags.
What?
Yeah. Brown paper bags. Like, you know those thick brown paper
bags?
Yes,
I know what a brown paper bag is. Did your lungs know?
Yeah. Yo, never again, right? Never again.
Yeah, you fucking, what the fuck?
Nah, that's not even the worst. Like, one time we ain't had nothing to roll up with, so it was like the middle of the night, and motherfuckers took my Cinderella storybook, ripped a page out of the storybook, and tried to roll a blunt with that shit. But we was like young as fuck. We was like, I think in like ninth grade or some shit. Like, just trying to be cool because we had some weed. Like, we weren't even smoking for real. Niggas didn't even probably know how to roll at that point.
You rolling up nursery rhymes. Like, what the fuck? Where is your mother?
Look, I didn't know that they had took the page out of my storybook. I'm looking for them, like, some loose leaf paper, like, paper that you be writing on.
Notebook paper? Fucking notebook paper?
Like I said, ninth grade, we ain't know no better. Like, we couldn't even buy no cigars, so what was we gonna do? We had some weed, we wanted something.
Motherfucker smoking homework. Y'all.
Nah, I ain't even gonna catch. I remember in
what happened
grade,
to the dog ate it? No, sir.
Nah. Ninth grade on some wild shit. Like, my, he was my guy back then. Like, I ain't gonna say no names and shit, but like, he's in computer class or whatever. And I remember him telling me, like, he was like, yeah, they ain't have, like, nothing, like, no papers, no guards, no relos, no nothing. Like, they couldn't, they just had some weed. So, like, they just took a Bible and took a scripture or whatever, like, a one, like, page out of it and rolled it up.
Yeah.
And now, like, I didn't like, wilding.
Yeah. But that's common. That's so more bad. Common than Cinderella.
Do be thin enough that you can roll a blunt. That's so...
Yeah, it do be that good paper though.
Hold the fuck on. Leisha. Okay, let's start this motherfucking game, right, Ty?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So Leash, this is a game that is very new. You know what I'm saying? You're the first one to play it, so hopefully you would do it justice. You know, so this game is to test out your hip-hop knowledge. It's a fairly easy game. It's some shit that people think that you should already know. But the kicker is you may not know. You see what I'm saying? But that's what we're going to reveal today. So...
I'm blessed.
Nah, go ahead, Leech. What's up?
I was saying, you trying to put me on blast like I don't know my stuff. Okay?
I'm going to put you all the way the fuck on blast, yo. Like,
hot seat.
Yeah, I'm about to say I'm in the hot seat. Okay.
Okay, Anomaly, put the lighter fluid under her seat and Ty, you light it, okay? So we're going to do a series of five questions. Sound easy enough, right? Five questions. Let's start it off easy. Should we start it off easy, Terrell?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so question number one. It is going to be multiple choice, too. So it'll make it even easier for you. You ready? So question number one. Cam'ron, what favorite color does Cam'ron has for a fur coat? Is it A,
pink.
Blue?
Is pink.
It, Oh, you already know that shit. She was like, don't even fucking give me the multiple choice, oh, nigga. It's pink. It's pink.
That did not take that long.
Right. Everybody fucking do that. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Not saying I don't need the multiple choice, though, but I just already knew that one.
All right, let's see what else you know. Number two, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg or Snoop Lion?
Here we go. Snoop Dogg. What was Snoop Dogg's beverage of choice? Was it A, Pepsi? Was it B, orange juice? Or was it C, gin and juice?
Gin and juice.
Oh, nice. Oh,
I just had to say that because of the song. Nice. I feel awesome. Like it's Pepsi.
Know that. What?
All right, Ty, ask her a question. Ask her a question.
It's not Pepsi.
I bet. So what artist is from NC? That is it Jay-Z? Is it J. Cole or J. Electronica?
Who the hell is J. Cole?
Yeah! But that was fucking easy! It was easy! It was awesome. Shoot. It was awesome. Anomaly, do you have a question, Felice?
Yeah, like, I'm about to say.
I'm loving these answers, though, because she was about to flip on J. Electronica.
Okay, I got one for you, Leash. You got three right. You're doing fucking good. You're doing fucking good. You know what I'm saying? So here's another
one. Also, Snoop Dogg's favorite drink was Pepsi.
It was gin and juice. You got it right.
Oh.
Fuck.
Yeah, okay. Now you about to lose the point.
Right.
You talking about no. I'm like, okay. Well, it's got to be Pepsi then. That's the only average-ass drink you said. But anyways, whatever.
All right, so question number four. Now I'm about to really test your hip-hop knowledge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What did Busta Rhymes have all in check? Is it A, woohoo, all in check? Is it B, yahoo? Or is it C, woo-ha?
It's motherfucking woo-ha.
Got you all in check. Gotcha. Alicia Lynn is killing this shit. She killing this shit. Last question, Ty.
That's the Miss
John. Mm-hmm. Last question. Okay, so here's the ultimate question. What weather Missy could not stand? Was it A, summer, hotness? Was it B, the winter, coldness? Or was it C, the rain?
I can't stand the rain. Dun, dun. It's my window.
Big trash bag where Missy.
No doubt.
Yay! You won. You got all five right. Let's give Alicia Lynn a round of applause.
Champion.
Awesome. You did fucking good for the first time, first show. No sweat, right?
Thank you. Nah, I really thought that was
going to
be way harder. I ain't
going to
lie.
Next time it will be.
Oh, yeah, that's just first round.
That's just the first time. You don't say it's experimental. Next time we know that motherfuckers know, so we going to go with the show, you know? You know? But question, how do you feel? We're going to talk about relationships. You see what I'm saying? Because as a rapper, you know, it's stereotypical that y'all like certain kinds of men or certain kinds of people, but it's really confusing, you know? So what do you deem acceptable? How do you feel about beards? You like beards? Beard gang? You fuck with it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like what you decide to do with your beard is a personal preference. If you look good with it, I'll let you know. If not, I will let you know.
Okay. How do you feel about men that don't have beards leave the barbershop with a beard?
So you got a face front. You got a beard front.
A face front. Not a lace front. A face front.
Right.
On me, you got a face front. I'm gonna have to see about that, cause we can't be both trying to tie our shit down at night.
No shade.
Can you put some got to be glue on my beard right here? No,
right. Yo, what if he eating at your restaurant, right? For those who don't know, that means he's eating the vagina. So what if he's eating at your restaurant, right? And he comes up and his beard is still down there. What would you do?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
What would you say?
I'm able to tell when something is real and when something is fake. If a girl got a lace front, I know she got a lace front. Even when these dudes be using that Beijing, I know it's some Beijing. If I see a screen door on your face as a beard, I'm not going nowhere with you.
You hear that,
I'm
fellas?
A screen door, though?
That's how the legs look. It look like a screen door.
Nah, at least it ain't gonna be nothing in the bed, right?
Why you so extra?
No, bro, I'm not going nowhere with that man if he got a screen door on his face.
But he's a nice
do
guy.
You know what people got? I don't even wear lace fronts because I'm scared of the glue. And you got that on your face? No, sir. I'm
nah, you talk like you wear a do-rag at night.
Sometimes I do.
I know it. I fucking knew it.
I love me a good silky.
Oh, my God.
Label. Silky's over bonnets all day.
I think people want to know. Leash, do you how can I say this anomaly?
I don't know what you're trying to say, but
do you do you fuck it? No, do you dabble? Do you dabble into the
are you straight or bi?
Yes, or thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, cuz you playing around the bush. This ain't ring around the rosy.
Not ring around the rosy.
What bush we playing around?
Like, do you dabble?
Yeah, right. So, do you? Where did Leisha Lynn go?
I'm right here.
Do you fucking dabble?
Oh, I thought you was asking anonymous.
I was asking you! I'm asking you!
Oh, no, you still not.
No, you're not definitely not asking me.
Sit your ass back down in the hot seat. Sit your ass back down.
Let's go ahead and lay that. Strictly
dickly. Strictly dickly.
Strictly dickly.
Okay.
Okay, so Megan
thighs don't look good to you?
Don't I admire women because I'm all for, you know, female empowerment because we really get the short end of the stick with this shit. But am I going to be having sex with a female? It's not gonna happen. Ain't nothing a female can do for me.
Or is she real fine, though?
Yeah, real fine.
Real fine.
Real fine.
Yeah, do your shit, sis. You a badass bitch, but you not fucking me. What being fine ain't got shit to do with sex.
All right. Do you wear your do-rag during sex?
Yo, you're wildin'.
Stop.
Thanks, bro.
You're wildin'. Hell no. I was like, I don't even wear do-rags like that, but, like, if my homeboy's got a do-rag around and I ain't got nothing to put on my head, like, I wear scarves. It's like, if I'm going to sleep, I'll put on a scarf. But if my homeboy got a do-rag and I ain't got nothing to put on my head for the night, I'm putting on a silky. All
right. Do you wear basketball shorts in the house or booty shorts?
No. I dress like a girl. Like, I, for the most part, I do wear, like, a lot of sweatpants and sweatsuits and stuff like that. Like, I always look like I'm about to hit a lick on somebody.
Oh.
But for the most part, I dress like a girl.
Oh, do you wear Tims?
No. I stopped wearing Tims in, like, middle school after I had got some beef and broccoli.
Oh, see? Oh, okay. She been hanging around Terrell a lot. Beef and broccoli?
Oh, nah. She gonna put some Tims back on. She crazy. She
gonna put some Tims back on rolling with us. Tyrell already know. I'll step out in some Tims. I love Timberland. Like, even though they don't like black people, we ain't gonna get in.
I don't think that's hard to imagine. I don't think.
Yeah, I'll wear some Tims.
I can imagine you with some fucking Tims and some sweatpants.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you.
They could be flavored. She ain't got to do the regular ones.
I was about to say, don't get me wrong. My dad is a Tim fanatic. My dad got every color Tim you could think of. He got Carolina blue. He got gray. He got red. He got a Tim assortment. So Tim's always been a part of my life. You know what I'm saying? y'all got me taking shots of Hennessy, so now it's up. So y'all gotta tap in with me.
Yeah, it's about to be up in a little bit. Okay. I have more questions for you, sister. So
What's going on, though?
Prefer someone to holler at you, or you want to be the aggressor and holler at them?
I would say it really depends. Like, I'm gonna make sure of both. Like, I don't, if somebody is fine to me, I don't have a problem with telling you you fine. That don't mean I want to damn be with you or fuck you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting you know that you aren't attractive, you know? But I personally like when guys like come talk to me. I don't like when dudes be like extra with it, but like, you know, just a nice little subtle like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Can I talk to you for a second? Ooh, whoop, start a little conversation. And then, you know what I'm saying? But all the other stuff, like, oh, shawty, you fine as hell. Oh, woo, woo, woo. Oh, what's your number? Oh, hey, girl, hey, that'll get you cussed out with me. I don't do that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so... don't never say, hey, shawty, hey, girl, hey, I'm, boy, what? No, don't do that. I have a name. Ask me my name. Hey, excuse me, miss. Can I talk to you for a second? What's your name? My name is so-and-so, you know what I'm saying? I seen you doing da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, what's up? You got a man or something? Can I? Woo-woo. I'll give you, even if I turn you down, I'm liable to give you more attention with you approaching me that way than you yelling at me like, hey, hey, shawty, hey, girl, hey, shorty in the shorts, hey, woo. You gonna
nah,
be
hey, shorty be in them shit. Sweatpants, in them Tims.
Yeah, and I'm gonna turn around and be like, shorty in the sweatpants got a fucking name. Like,
Shit. Don't cut me. Don't cut me. You still look like you fight.
Sweatpants got a fucking name.
You still look like you fight. Hey, let's do this. Let's have a little fun. So, I want to know what it looks like when someone tries to talk to you. What would your honest response be? You know, I want to know what that looks like.
When somebody trying to talk to me or just get my number, because that just happened like the other night.
Oh, tell us how that is then. Let me know.
I mean, somebody asked me for my phone number. I gave them a fake number.
God, man. Just say no.
I won't say it's a fake number because it still comes to my phone, but it's not my direct line.
Oh, do it start by 555?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a regular number. Like, it's a regular North Carolina number, but it's just not my personal phone number.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Not the number to the post office.
Yeah.
Nah, it's the number to an app. I got an app on my phone that gives me a whole another number. Like, because, you know what I'm saying? Dudes don't know how to take no for an answer. And I'll be damned if a nigga shoot me because I ain't want to give him my phone number.
Oh, yeah. What's up with these niggas, yo? What's up with these niggas? Yo, they all
out of pocket.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I done got into it with niggas just because I didn't want to talk to them. Like, sometimes I be going through my own shit. I might be in my head. The last thing I want to go through right now is you, damn, shawty, why you frown and smile? Like, bitch, you don't know. My brother could have just got killed. I don't got shit to smile about right now.
Right. You don't smile, though. But that is you don't smile. You really look unapproachable. You look unapproachable.
You know what I'm saying? And me, 9 times out of 10, when I'm out places, I'm really not trying to be seen. Like, Tyrell, no, I really don't like being front and center of shit. I like to play the background.
Yeah,
know what I'm saying?
You like, move like you sell drugs. Lisa, it's okay. It's all right. Come on, son, chill. Sit down. It's okay. So do you like somebody to be straight up? What if a person want to be straight up? Would you appreciate that? So if somebody is straight up with you, would you appreciate that more? If they ain't got no pickup lines, no nothing. They just tell you exactly what they want, exactly how they feel. How would you respond to that? Do you like that?
I love when people are genuine. I can always tell when somebody doing something for something else. Like, and that's something that I really kind of hate about myself. It's a gift and a curse kind of thing. Like, I feel like I see through people. You know what I'm saying? So if you coming to me, like, even when I work with people, even on some music shit, if you hit me up and you like, oh, let's work, I fuck with your music, you da-da-da-da, you could be saying all that, but in my mind, I'm already knowing that you're just trying to fuck me. You're just trying to get me in the studio because you want to spend some time with me.
Right.
And that's what it, you know what I'm saying?
What if he said that up front, though?
Huh?
What if he said it up front? Be like, I really think you're dope, but I also I also would like to, you know, giggity.
I haven't had a situation yet where a guy has came to me and been like, yo, only one time, and that was like my like last relationship. That was the only guy that was really like, yo, I want to be with you. Like, if you don't want to pull up on me, I'll pull up on you. You feel what I'm saying? Most guys be trying to beat around the bush and stuff like that. That's just going to irritate me. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me know what your intentions are so I can let you know if I'm rocking with it so we can move from there. If you want to fuck me, let me know that you just want to fuck me. Don't act like you care about me.
Oh, how do they ask right? that, though? Like, how does one ask you that without being disrespectful? I got my pen. I got my pen and paper ready.
Me. We are grown as hell at this point. If you want to have sex, everybody has needs. Like, yo, you hella attractive. I really want to take your ass down. Cool. You want to take me down or you want a relationship? I really want to take your ass down.
So, oh, okay, hold on. That. I'm trying to write this. Take your ass down. So don't say I'm trying to fuck. Just be like, I would like to take your ass down.
Censored because we on the show, but you know what? Huh?
Terrell, did you not tell her what show this is?
What?
Oh shit! I really want to fuck you. I'm going to say, like, okay, cool, you either trying to fuck me or you trying to be with me, because that's two different things. You know what I'm saying? Sex is an action. A relationship, that's a commitment. Like, that's a partnership. That's me saying we're going to do some shit together. To me, that's what I describe my relationships as. You telling me you want to be with me, you want to be in a relationship with me, we about to be a team. We about to be a partnership. You want to fuck me, you just want to do some shit with me, because you just think I look that fucking good. You can't control yourself. That's how I'm going to take it.
Oh, you know, so you won't be disrespected?
No, I won't be disrespected. I know I look good. I ain't worried about that shit. I know, but at the same time, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just so used to dudes being on that it's not shocking anymore.
What if a girl was on it?
It's more shocking to me for a dude to be like, nah, dang, I just wanted to hang with you, versus a dude being like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I want to fuck you. Like, I'd rather you just be like, that was your intentions. Let me go on by my... Because me personally, I'm a demisexual. Ain't nothing...
What does that mean?
A demisexual is a person that doesn't have any sexual relations with a person until we have a emotional bond together. Until we really lock the fuck in, I can't... I'm not about to be fucking...
God damn it. So I have to concoct an elaborate scheme... Have somebody shoot at us, and we get in the car together and be like, oh god, you hit. At least you hit. You not hit. Oh god, we survive. Let's fuck.
Yo, nah, it's crazy though, because girls always be like, nah, he need to come and just tell me how he feels straight up. You go to a girl and be like, yo, straight up, I just want to fuck. Like, you not fucking, like, it's over for you.
Nah,
like,
it's over for you.
It's over for you.
I feel like I'm a different type of person. I ain't gonna say I'm a different type of female. I feel like I'm a different type of person. Because I'm that fucking blunt. Like, if I want to fuck you, I'm like, damn, you a fucking, all right. Lie.
See, but...
I'm going to tell you, like, you know what
But that's
saying?
Different like, if a girl right. telling you. Ain't no nigga turning
shit,
it down.
I love hearing that shit. Like, okay, cool. Like, I ain't got to say it. You said it, so we good.
Right.
But, like, that other shit.
But how can
but
the men say it?
Approach don't mean everybody that gets approached doesn't want everybody who is approaching them. So
no,
somebody
fact.
Might get a, it, nah, but, you're not going to work for me.
Facts.
Versus somebody else who will get... All right, let's go. Let's see what you got. I mean,
okay, normally, like, let's be for real though. Like, yeah. the dude could be fire. You could like him and shit like that. But if the dude come up to you and just say straight up, like, yo, I'm trying to fuck, you're gonna be like, what? Like, are you dumb? Like, I don't rock like that. Like, but he could just be straight up. Like, you're not gonna be
me. All right. Well, first, am I still in my relationship or not?
I'm
saying it's just up to you.
It's up to you, right?
Well, see, like for me, and like if I'm still in my relationship, it's not gonna happen. I mean, if it's a female, on the other hand, let's sit down, let's talk, let's see how you can fit into this game. But if it's a dude and I'm not in my relationship, all right, let's see what you're talking about. Because if he can't talk to me, it's not that whole what he looks like is just gonna fizzle away. I understand it's supposed to be just sex. but you still need to speak to me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if somebody say like, hey, no. Hello, my name is Frederick. Yeah, and your name?
I need to get that vibe that you know how to take control. Not that vibe that you are, I'm drunk, so I'm going to come up to you because I don't have any inhibitions at this point.
Right. I don't like when dudes do that either. Like, the whole, like, if I can tell that you're intoxicated, that's already, like, it's already a dub for you because I need
But that's
you
your true that. Feelings.
No, right. You're not speaking your mind. You're talking out your ass. Just horny because you fucked up. Like,
but when you drink, don't you get in your true feelings? That's what they say, right?
Yeah, but that could not. That can
be
the case.
The club, drunk as fuck, and just horny, and see a badass bitch, and be like, "Damn, I want to fuck her for the night is over." That don't mean that you want to actually get to know me, or actually get to know how I feel about shit, or no, even you know what I'm saying, like.
Nah, because he can probably want to get to know you afterwards.
You said what?
He can want to probably get to know you afterwards. That could happen.
No, hell no.
No.
Once you put that pow-pow on, it'd be like, what's up?
I'm glad I got to know her.
Pow-pow without a conversation. Like, I'm not fucking you if you don't know my name. I'm not fucking you if you don't even know
Okay,
my
what is your name?
Dreaming.
What is your name?
Dreaming.
Like, okay, what's your name? Okay, we're gonna find all of these things.
Right,
out.
Right, right. Now that we got that out of the way, we're not strangers anymore, huh, Georgie?
Yeah, right. Is this scavenger hunt?
I'm about to play 21 questions on the way to the crib. I'm about to find out everything I can within these 21 questions, just so
oh
I can.
God.
Fucking...
Right, right, right. Now that that's
like,
out of the way.
Glues, the pussy glues. I need it all.
My pussy glues. I need the car theft, damn it.
Now that we've gotten to know each other.
Right. Now that that's over with.
Gotcha. So, damn. So, how long does it take for you to suck some?
You said how long did it take for me to what?
For you to suck some. You got to be you got to be married?
You said how long did it take for me to suck some?
Yes. Penis in your mouth. That's what I said. Penis in your mouth. How long does it take for that to happen?
You said how long you took me to suck dick. Like, don't get me wrong. If I'm in a relationship and that's my man, sex isn't a thing. I won't say it's not a thing to me, but like, I'm pretty much open when it comes to sex. Like, I'm not one of them bitches that be like, I ain't sucking no dick. I ain't Nah, because if I'm sucking dick, you damn sure better believe somebody is eating me the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is, like, reciprocated. There ain't no one-sided shit with me at all.
Not even one time. Not even once. So, how does someone ask you for that, Leash?
They don't ask me for that 9 times out of 10. Like I said, I'm demisexual. You got to put the work in before we even get anywhere close to a bedroom. So by that time, I'm already comfortable. So it really don't bother me to do none of that. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to ask for none of that.
How does he hint at it? Like, what does he do? Like, how do you know to do that? Or he got to just wait for you?
Nah, ain't no waiting. What the hell you talking about? Ain't no waiting. It's time to get it cracking. It's time to get it cracking. Ain't no way. Ain't none of that.
I feel like the dude dick gonna be hard and soft 40 times before it really happened. I don't know what to say.
I had instances where motherfuckers didn't even get home yet. So ain't none of that.
Terrell.
They didn't even make it home.
Yo.
You can attest to this?
Hell no, he can't attest to this.
What's going on with that? Listen, I'm not fair. I don't get into none of that. Like,
hell no, he can't attest to this.
Oh, no,
nothing. I tell my brother a lot of shit, but I don't be telling him none of that shit.
Yeah, shit.
Just weirding you out, Terrell? Just weirding you out?
Nah, hell no.
Nah, it's not that I'm weirded. I was just I'm grown. Like, I love sex personally. I ain't going front, so
yeah.
I just, you know.
I mean, your sis is saying that how much she like it. You know, she likes it.
I mean,
yeah.
Listen, I can't, you know, like, shit, some shit is undeniable. Like, that's
I just want you to be cool, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if you heard it earlier. When Lee said that she wanted me to take it down, I didn't know how you was feeling about that, Terrell.
I mean, y'all two grown people, like y'all.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, I ain't listen.
So, nah, she didn't say that.
I can't control nothing.
Yeah, she didn't say that. She didn't say that. And then she'd probably wear a do-rag, and I'm not into that.
Yeah, you
out of pocket.
You out of pocket for real.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Out of pocket? Out of the box? I'm in the universe. Let's do this shit, man. Yo, this is motherfucking Leisha Lynn, man. This is way fucking nation. Yeah! Jay the Prince, aka Rio. And I got my main guy Ty. What it do?
Yo, 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 you already know. Real deal Ty back with another one. Wave Nation, let's get it.
Let's fucking get it.
Fight.
And Anomaly, what it do, baby?
You already know. Everybody play safe.
Play safe. We all know Alicia gonna play safe. Because what fucking not dangerous about this one? And we got a fucking lovely special guest, Leisha Lynn.
You already know. Leisha Lynn in the building, big.
No doubt. And if people wanted to look you up, yeah. So if people wanted to look you up, what's your IG? What's your information?
Everything is at Leisha Lynn, at LYSHALYNN.
Fantastic. There you have it, man. Wave fucking nation.